The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 332. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Adam Stories, man. Yeah.
Adam Vale.
Merry Christmas.
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And joining us once again, Mr. Riku-san, one, the only one.
From Jersey.
What is going on? What? Back, yeah, but he's from Jersey. Fuck, what's that about, you know? Oh, man, back with another one. You already know. So, Manny, answer your question. Yes, I am clipping. Fucking.
Oh, man, you got some buildings.
Yeah, I got buildings body, going like through me right now. You said I could fix that. Oh, yeah, that fixed it a little bit.
We're all going to the theater to see that together.
For you guys watching us right now, what's going on is that Logic Capture, the thing I normally use, doesn't want to cooperate. So I was going to use my regular webcam, but I'm like, I'm going to be backwards anyway. May as well use the fancy camera. So I'm on the fancy camera right now, you know. Maybe my still orange guy, I'm using my normal lighting now.
It's whatever. It's your orange. It is what it is.
Yeah, I can change it, though. You know, change the color gradient and shit, you know. Ah, that's real orange. See, I could do that. Yeah, I got to lower that shit. Anyway, we're back with another round. By the way, this week was kind of fucking light in news, man.
Light in news. News.
We got some stuff to talk about, but kind of dry, bro. Kind of dry. But
rumors. There's always rumors.
Yeah, there are too many fucking rumors, you know. Anyway, so we're going to kick things off. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about Ratchet & Clank a little bit later. I want to do numbers, man. Chris.
We're playing Lotto.
Starting off the show with the numbers. Coming in hot.
Motherfuckers love numbers. So let's talk about some numbers here. So we're going to talk about
horses?
Yeah. Sony and Microsoft released their financials, right, Chris? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah. So I've only had time to look at Sony's financials because I'll give it up. Like, Nintendo only does one thing, right? They make games. So their financials are straightforward. It's just gaming. Sony's are clean. They break down by segment, and it's very clear what you're looking at. Yo, Microsoft, it's like looking for the fucking Ark of the Covenant when trying to find Xbox in there, man. So if anybody wants to ask a question for Sunday, I will have time to look for it, but I didn't have time to doubt.
Yeah. So for tonight, just Sony and Nintendo then, right? Is that what we're doing?
I'm doing Sony.
Sony's fine. They're the easiest one. Hey, you got that charge. Let's go. All right.
Yeah, so looking at, can you see this?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Good room. Those Discord sounds, bro. It'll close off those porn tabs.
Yeah, I just.
All right, for you guys listening, just give us a sec while Chris gets a little bit organized here. So, yeah, was this expected, Chris? I wasn't expecting the numbers to drop. I think you expecting them, though, right?
I did. I just didn't know when, you know. Maybe I should buy some stock so I could be like, hey, Chris, stocks. You want to be on the phone call? Or sit there like, I just want to download this shit early.
Yeah, just buy one action, man.
Yeah. So, so Sony had not only a very good quarter, they had a very good fiscal year. And by Sony, I mean PlayStation. So I'm going to just say they call it Games and Network Services. That's PlayStation when I say that. But Sony overall, corporate-wise, the company overall had a good fiscal year. I think the only segment that lost money was two segments of Sony Pictures and their imaging section, so their camera stuff. But everything else was positive, especially PlayStation, and then their services they offer in Japan, which are just local, like life insurance and financial services. So Sony has their own accounting and stuff they do that did well, but we're here to talk about PlayStation. So PlayStation did phenomenally well. It was up for the quarter 34% over last year. And overall, I think the when I calculated the overall fiscal, it was up 34%. Okay, here's the... Oh, no, that's their projection. So their projection for next year is modest, actually.
Really?
And I'm only thinking it's... they're only predicting a 9% increase in profit for PlayStation. And I can only assume that's because of the freaking shortages in chip supply. Like, I don't think this whole thing with you not being able to find a PlayStation, I don't think that's going to end anytime soon. I think they know that too, and they're just
because of the chip shortage, right?
Yeah. They can't manufacture enough systems, and they also said that there was an impact in their operating income for PlayStation, and they said specifically in the detailed report. This is I'm just looking at the presentation for the summary. The detailed report, they said that their strategic pricing, that's how they refer to it, basically how they priced the digital and this version of PlayStation, could not cover their manufacturing cost.
Wow.
So they are losing money on each system. So that's why there's a negative operating income. But there's overall the sales were positive, and most of that was due to, they said, an increase in PlayStation Plus subscriptions, an increase in digital sales. Of course, as we pointed out in previous throwdowns too, the Rona had a lot to do with it. People were spending more on games.
Yeah.
In lockdown and stuff, looking for entertainment. So game sales overall, and you can look, we talked about this with Activision too, game sales soared last year. So that too helped them. So in the software segment, a lot of this profit was due to software sales. But they did say they made about, I think, 7.8 billion US in hardware sales. And that's even with limited stock. I can't find a PlayStation. If it wasn't for Carlos, I wouldn't have one. If it wasn't for Fergus Mills, he wouldn't have one. It was ridiculous. And I don't think that's changed. Huh?
Shout out to everyone, man.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone. So that hasn't changed. The same thing with Xbox. Now, you notice, too, like, I know we don't care about Apple, but they, when they do their reveals, their hardware reveals, they usually update their SKUs across the board. You know, it's like the new iMac, new iPad Pro. Blah, blah. This time around, they've had two different presentations where they've segmented what they're updating, and even all their SKUs don't get updates. And why is that? Because they can't manufacture enough chips and fab enough updates to update the SKUs at one time. They used to have one big presentation and then the Worldwide Developer Conference. So they had two big shows. This time they've had like three hardware shows, and they even haven't updated their whole hardware. And like, it's not anything about them. It's just that overall, this whole thing with the Rona and manufacturing slowdowns and chip shortages affects everyone. I mean, go try to buy a 3000 series Nvidia card.
Mm-hmm.
Go even try to buy an Xbox. Go try to find some new phones, you can't find them. It affects everything. So overall, Sony had a very good year. Like I said, their only losses was Sony Pictures. I think Sony Pictures lost something $1 million. You can see the quarterly, they lost, I think, roughly 1.5 billion for the quarter, which is huge, right? That's not chump change. But for the year, they lost a lot more. So that's pretty.
Yeah, and then I'm seeing here that they sold, let me look at it, 7.8 million PlayStation 5s, and it's actually sold more than PlayStation 4 did at the same time, in the same time frame.
Which is, I think, that's wild, but that's not unexpected, because remember, a lot of those sales were from scalpers.
Yes, so right.
So scalpers were buying up all the stocks, so in terms of initial hardware sales, yes, they made a huge profit, and they sold faster. It's just because scalpers were buying a majority of the systems and sitting on them. And people don't want to deal with that. People just want to buy the system, and there's a shortage now. So you have scalpers sitting on thousands of systems. So they're losing residual income on software. Even though their software did well, it could do better. because those systems are not in people's hands. They're sitting somewhere in somebody's garage.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe some of the reports that say that scalpers only account for 10% of those sales?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see.
And if they are, let's just say for the sake of argument, those 10% of those sales are from scalpers. How many systems would they have actually sold if you take that 10% away?
Well, if you're saying 10% of 7.6, so 760,000.
7.8.
So 7.8. Okay, so you're 780,000. So they would have only sold around roughly.
Okay, 7 million.
If you only take the 10%.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more like double that.
Really?
Because 20%? It's not just scalpers in one region. It's scalpers in most regions. Besides, I don't think that it was happening in Japan. And in Europe and here, for sure it was happening.
Yeah.
And it's still happening. So I think it's way more than that.
Yeah, I feel like 10% is low. I mean, if you even think about it, for every 10 PlayStations on the shelf, only one of them is bought by a scalper.
Hmm, that's a good point. Wouldn't those systems have sold out regardless? That's what I'm seeing in the chat right now.
I really do think they can't regardless.
No, that's not my argument.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't have sold out. My argument is that you would have had an even bigger profit margin on software if those systems
were absolutely. Absolutely.
If you said they had record 7.8 million, right. But those 7.8 million people not roughly 6 million people, and then over a million, I guarantee, are sitting somewhere waiting to be scalped. And that's what's hurting them.
Yeah, no, I mean, we talked about this before, how they talked about how the attach rate isn't as high as they expected. Of course not, because these guys are just sitting on these consoles, you know?
Yo, man, they're only playing Astro's Playroom.
No, they're not playing shit. It's just sitting in these assholes.
No. You see what I'm saying, though? There's all these PlayStations that are out there, and they're only playing Astro's Playroom. You know, kind of like Wii Bowling.
No, but the point is,
joke, dude, the joke. That's the joke.
All right, it went over my head. Anyway, Chris, go on.
I mean, for what it is, for even those conditions, you got Rona, you got scalpers, you got chip shortages. They made out pretty well. And overall, the company saw huge profits. Like, so if you look at this, like, I mean, the consolidated results, they had an 8% increase in overall sales for the entire company, like Sony total, like everything, over the year before. And that's with taking big losses in imaging and Sony Pictures, which, or like I said, were the only two segments I think that lost a major amount of money. But overall, I think PlayStation made up for Sony Pictures losses, and imaging losses weren't too bad. So overall, they made out right.
Except for Sony Pictures, you know.
Yeah, even the music segment was profitable, but only because they sold off a label. I'm not familiar with Sony's. I won't get into that. We only care about PlayStation. So, but they sold the label. I saw it in the.
All right. So what?
Columbia, right?
Yeah.
They still own Columbia and Epic.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think that's all into.
Because that was that. I remember when I did my internship. It was at that Sony building that they sold a few years back. And I'm assuming they just sold the building. They didn't sell everything in it. It's like, the one with we used to say the one with the half pipe up top.
Yeah, on the roof.
That's what it looked like, a half pipe on the top of the building.
Well, they also sold their Japanese headquarters, too.
Yeah.
Now the one they had for years.
Somebody's from basement.
I don't know where they are. I know Sony Interactive, which is PlayStation now, is in Sanford. I don't know where a lot of their other stuff is. Maybe they have smaller headquarters around Japan. But not that big old building that you used to see from the 80s films talking about Sony Electronics. They don't have that building.
Nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, so what are the big like takeaways that we could glean from this thing?
The big takeaways is that they have had a phenomenal uptick in software sales and subscriptions, signups for PlayStation Network. And for what it is, the sales of PS5 were rather good. Like I said, and I agree with people, like those systems would have sold either way, but the software sales, remember, software is hurt with the hardware that's not in real people's hands.
Yeah.
Like scalpers buying systems is one thing. Them sitting on it is quite another thing. But even with that, with the conditions, with things the way they are with Rona and stuff, there was a huge uptick in software sales, especially first-party titles, and there was an increase in first-time owners and PlayStation Network subscriptions for first-timers. So that was also huge. So that was the main impacts of this last film.
Yeah. I like what Tumeka just said. He goes, Sony overcame the Rona and Jim Ryan.
Like I said, their predictions for next fiscal year are way more conservative. Like that 29% increase year over year I talked about now.
Yeah.
Their projection is only 9%.
Interesting.
For next fiscal year. That's very conservative for a time period when we're going to actually get next gen games.
Yeah.
We're starting to, and you're going to get those titles. So what would impact those sales? And the only thing
chip shortage is
a chip shortage, right? Yeah, so people still not being able to get systems, so the sales may actually slow. Even though they were big out the gate, they may slow down. And remember, everybody's competing for the same resources. Everybody. I'm not just it's not just Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. It's Apple, Samsung, IBM. Everybody wants. Everybody makes chips. Everybody.
The car companies too.
NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, everybody uses the same resource. Everybody goes to China for the rare earths. Mm. They go there for their lithium. They go there for the silicon. They go there for the copper. Like, and so they choke out the market. If they don't supply it, nobody has it.
Man, we got to start mining asteroids for this shit, man.
Yeah.
See, I've seen Armageddon. I know it works.
Yeah, Bruce Willis up there, man.
Yeah, we get Bruce Willis and friends.
That's it, Ben Affleck.
Friends.
You know, Ving Rhames, you know.
Exactly. Bring back Aerosmith. Come on. Let's do it.
Awesome. All right, I guess, does anybody have any questions about these financials?
Yeah, predictable. I mean, Sony's big money maker is always PlayStation. It's like, Chris. Every time Chris goes through the numbers, like, yeah, Image and Sony Pictures have been at a loss and stuff, and I'm like, yeah.
I think this may be the third year in a row on Throwdown. I'm like, what are they doing with Sony Pictures? And the only reason I can think of that they don't try to sell off like a piece of it, like TriStar or whatever, is they'd have to sell off the IP with it. They'd have to lose something. And they're banking on Spider-Man constantly. Mm.
Yeah.
That's why
they also own Ghostbusters, right?
Yes, it's the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, through Columbia, they own some IP, so they own Ghostbusters now, right? When they absorbed TriStar, they got some stuff. You know, they've absorbed all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got all these things now. Then they won't sell it off. They'll just eat those losses. But imagine if PlayStation wasn't doing well. How do you eat those losses?
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
PlayStation. We've said this a million times. PlayStation is what's keeping Sony afloat.
Yeah.
You know.
Really,
nobody buys their
Walkmans
anymore.
Yeah, nobody. I was about to say that. Nobody bought that shit. You know,
sure everybody had a Sony Walkman at some point.
Back in the day, of course.
That was a must-have.
Had to have it. All right, man. Good stuff. What's going on with Nintendo? Are we going to get any financials from them in the future, or
You know what? I'll look at their. Wants to ask me for Sunday, I'll.
Yeah, but we'll. Chris, you know, you have a few days to sift through Microsoft's because those take a while because Microsoft hides those Xbox numbers, you know.
Because they don't want them to know that they're fucking losing money off of that shit.
Yeah, let's be real here. I got to remember to look at this camera, not that camera, you know. All right, let's get into it, man. So we're going to talk about today's State of Play, which was primarily focused on Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. Very excited about that. But they actually started with two more indie-ish games before that. So we can just get those shit out of the way real quick. They had Subnautica. It's getting like a part two. It's like on an ice planet. I didn't even know the game was in space. So cool. I'm not playing that shit. Scared the fuck out of me or all that underwater shit. And then they're getting some like Ratchet and Clank DLC. Actually, no, I got to step back. Riku put me on, bro. Riku told me, I didn't know this. This shows you how invested I am in this game. Among Us is coming to PlayStation. I thought it was already on PlayStation. So coming to PlayStation and they're going to have Ratchet and Clank skins. So pretty cool stuff. You know, so got that shit out of the way. And then we got 15 minutes of Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart gameplay and it was fucking glorious, man. But Riku, you're as big a Ratchet and Clank fan as I am. Although I thought you were more of a Ratchet and Clank fan than me, I learned that you missed out on the whole PS3 era. So maybe I'm more of a Ratchet and Clank fan than you, bro. I don't know.
Here's the thing: you're there day one for this.
With the whole franchise, by the way, the whole franchise. I was there for the first game, day one. So
yeah, I
love.
I would say they lost me during the PS3 era a bit, but yeah. I'm back on.
But anyway, what are your thoughts on Rift Apart, Ben?
Bro, I was hyped, man. The new chick, her name is Rivet.
Rivet, yeah. And, Rivet and Clank. Yeah.
Rivet and Clank, they said that in there.
Mm-hmm, like, yep. Go.
I'm glad they chose a name that's similar to Ratchet, you know, two syllables.
Yeah.
Still, like, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with Rivet after this game. Is a one hit wonder?
I think it's going to, I honestly think the next game is going to be called Rivet and Clank. I think they're giving us a preview, but we'll see.
You know, from a gameplay standpoint, she plays basically, if there's one thing I did notice about her, maybe it's because they're from different dimensions in the anatomy of a Lombax and then that one, or maybe Lombax. Ratchet's, you know, obviously Lombax is in regards to the design of the Lombax on Ratchet. His tail is obviously designed like a lion, and her tail is designed like it looks very similar in design to like Sly Cooper's. The only reason I was able to realize this on her is because when, you know, she was running, I was like, damn, her tail's pretty thick.
Yeah. Always looking at that tail.
Yeah, you know, thick tail.
It reminded me of Sly, and I was like, wait a second, Ratchet doesn't have a tail. Like, he has a lion tail. So that was one thing from a design standpoint.
I think it's probably because she's female. Wasn't there another female Lombax in these games, or am I bugging?
No, there was. In Going Commando, there was a character called Angela.
Yeah, so...
She was... They said that she wasn't a Lombax, and then she never showed up again. She only showed up in that one game, and it was just odd because, you know, later in this series, they're like, Ratchet is the only Lombax left in, you know, their dementia. But the point is, I feel like the franchise for a while, they always had like one female character that kind of alluded to having some sort of like relationship with Ratchet. Like you said, Angela. Third one was Sasha. Noid looking.
Yeah.
They always kind of like swapped them out. But I think this one, if she's not a one-hit wonder, she's probably good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, gameplay wise, I do like the new traversing abilities. You know, like the whole dashing and the after images and the wall running. I'm glad they added wall running because, you know, from a gameplay standpoint, Ratchet has always been able to, like, you know, wall hop off of the next. But that was about it from a other than adding more traversal. I think that's a great addition. And also the fact that one thing I was afraid of when I saw. You know, when they started off with Rivet with Clank and then they showed Ratchet by himself, if there was one thing that I was worried about was if you play a lot of Ratchet and Clank, you know, like not including fucking Full Frontal Assault, every time Ratchet is not with Clank, from a gameplay standpoint, Ratchet feels neutered.
Yes.
You know, you can't, you know, use your hover.
Yeah.
Because that's Clank's job. That's what he's there for and whatnot. And I'm glad that when you're using Ratchet, you know, as far as what they showed in this gameplay, when you're using Ratchet, he will use his shoes to act as the hover that Clank would have been there for. And they got that. Thank God, because I do not want to use Ratchet. Because if you played Ratchet Deadlock, first of all, Clank's name's not even a fucking title. Yeah. Why? Because you don't fucking have him for the entire game. And that was one of the, you don't have him. So it just felt. That game just felt weird. So I was afraid that. Glad that's. And then, you know, they're adding all of the stuff that a mainline full blown Ratchet charge boosts are back, the mini games, you know, all of that. Full price Ratchet and Clank game. We haven't had one in. I think the last one was A Crack in Time in 2009, bro. So that's over a decade ago. Every Ratchet and Clank game since A Crack in Time has a reboot, or a downloadable. Or a spinoff.
Yeah, so like a mainline game. It's been always, damn, I didn't realize. That's crazy. Because I've played all these games, but you're right. They're not like core games.
Yeah.
You know?
No, none of them. Not even the fucking reboot. Because the reboot, that was a.
Yeah,
that
doesn't count.
That was $40, and that was a movie tie-in. So that game at one point wasn't even like a thought. Make a game with it together. And then it became the best-selling Ratchet and Clank game in the franchise. The fuck? But no, in regards to this one, though. There's one thing I actually, when I was looking up Sonya, it was interesting that I found out that during A Crack in Time, that was supposed to be the end of the franchise.
Really?
Wasn't supposed to continue after that until Sony came and was like, hey, man, you can do some more of these Ratchet and Clanks. And then Sonic was like, I mean, we're kind of done with the story, because if you played A Crack in Time, you know, it felt like, a lot of reveals that they had for both Ratchet. It's not surprising that all of the games after that haven't been a mainline Ratchet game, because they were going to end the franchise there. You know, you had a competitive spinoff with Full Frontal Assault. You had a co-op spinoff with All for One. You know, you had the little downloadables here and there. But yeah, I'm glad that the franchise still technically shouldn't have existed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that, but you're right. Like, Crackin' Time was awesome, by the way. Like, it did feel like an end to it, and I didn't really put that together. I'm like, oh yeah, they kind of just meandered for a decade, you know?
Damn, Rico, you got the juice now.
Yeah, right.
You know it.
You already know. I'm already happy. I've said this before. To me, this is the first must-own PlayStation game, like PlayStation 5 game. You know, so very excited. Sorry, Returnal, you ain't it. You ain't it.
I hear something. That's the crazy Sony fans that are coming to burn your house down now.
Yeah, believe it or not, the Sony fans have been okay with me with my preview. Also, by the way, off topic but still on it, I've been noticed by Senpai, Mr. David Jaffe. Posted a screenshot from my review. So, and he's like, almost insurmountable difficulty. I don't know if I want to play this shit. You know, but there's one guy who's like, he's like, the game's not that hard. All right, bro. You haven't even played the fucking game. How do you know? You know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Yeah, but
he had a guy that sounded like Mega Jack on there, by the way. It sounded so much like Mega Jack.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had hip hop on, you know? We could talk about that later. But yeah, anyway, Ratchet and Clank, I've been hyped for this, and I love everything about it looks fucking, literally looks like a fucking Pixar movie, you know, in terms of like graphics and stuff. But it's funny, people have been saying about every Ratchet and Clank game since the PS3 era. So it goes to show you how good these games look, you know?
They made a movie out of all those.
Yeah, they did.
the thing about it, it was like after that movie came out, whatever they did from the research with the CG company to get it to look like that, because that remake game looked the most CG. Yeah. And then it sort of spread to all of their other games. Like Spider-Man looks like it's fucking CG. They have all that crazy like upscaling tech that makes it look super smooth.
Yeah, but I'm saying even before that movie, I'm talking about 2009, like Riku said, that when Rift, what was it, Crack in Time came out, we're like, oh shit, this looks like a Pixar movie, you know? So people have been saying that for a decade. So it goes to show you just how good these games always constantly look. And the thing that excites me the most about this is, besides the fact that it's Ratchet and Clank games are like, you know, they're like God of War. They're comfort food games. You know what you're going to get. But the SSD shit, the fast loading, that was fucking crazy. You know, because you're loading into all these different dimensions, and it's not just like a little slice of that world. It's the whole world they load up in seconds. Like, you see it, like, when he's traveling through dimensions, that's the loading screen. And then, bam, he's right there. So that's going to be cool. I want to see, I don't know if the trailer touched on this, I want to see weapons that make specific use of that fast loading, you know, that'd be pretty dope. But I'm pretty excited about that. Go ahead, Riku.
Yeah, I know, Sony, you know, if there's any company that has to be very creative with gun weapons, it's Sony.
Yes.
They've proven it probably more than, and like, I would say Doom is up there too.
Gearbox with the Borderlands.
Gearbox cool. is up there with them too. But like, Insomniac has done this with Ratchet, they've done it with Resistance, and they've done it even with fucking Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man, if you play Spider-Man at a high level, you're basically playing it just like you would play Ratchet and Clank. You're pulling up your weapon wheel, and you're throwing gadgets all over the place, and you're, you know, doing all types of crazy shit while your gadgets are doing crazy shit too. That's Ratchet and Clank as well. You know?
Damn, I didn't think about that. You're 100% right. Like, yeah, if you get into those big encounters, you have to throw all that fucking shit around just to survive.
The whole kitchen sink at him.
Yeah. By the way, Riku, you and I got to fuck with you, man. How do you pronounce the name of the company?
I'm Somniac. Somniac.
Insomniac. Yeah. There you go. You know, but you could keep saying Monster Hunter though. That's okay.
Well, all right. If we're doing this right now, Adam, how do you pronounce the name of the person who can't pronounce Insomniac?
What? You gonna make fun of my Brooklynese? Yo, you can't do that shit.
You know. Hey, I'm walking E. You know, there's your Brooklynese, you know.
Every time I hear you say his name, it sounds like Rico.
Yeah, no, it's Rico. That's how it's
Rico. Rico.
Rico Suave. Rico Uno. Telemundo.
But yeah, Ratchet and Clank, I'm ready for this, man. And I think Rivet's cool. You know, I want to see more of her. I like how, like, the purchases you make with her and Ratchet, they kind of affect each other. You know, when you go to Mrs. Zircon, by the way. Mrs. Zircon, not Mr. Zircon. That's my boy right there. Mr. Zircon lives to kill, you know? So they got a Mrs. Zircon now.
Well, the thing is, Mrs. Zircon, she actually debuted in Into the Nexus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the downloadable, that last downloadable Ratchet and Clank game that came out, like a day before the PlayStation 4. And
oh shit! No wonder I didn't. It's a downloadable game. Was it a downloadable game or like a mobile game or like a game?
No, it was a PSN downloadable PS3 game.
Yeah, because I'm like, hold on, I played Into the Nexus. I guess I just forgot about her.
Yeah. When you level up Mr. Zircon, in that game, then Zircon, and then when you level it to max, Mrs. Zircon pops up, and then the second time Mrs. Zircon was in the franchise, which she was a boss, and then when you see her in this like alternate dimension version of her, I think they call this version Miss Zircon.
She's probably not married.
She's not married. She's probably on the street selling guns and shit.
You so know,
it's funny. Yeah. Franchise still has its like charm in regards. Yeah, that's good. If there's one thing I hope that this Ratchet and Clank game has, which they did say it will have, you know, the open areas that which started in these big open areas, you're collecting something for someone to get off of the planet or get more bolts. I want to see more planets like that, because usually in a Ratchet and Clank, we have at max bolts, 2 to 1. We never get more than 2. So I want to see
all of them. All of them should be like that. Fuck it, you know?
To be honest, all of them really should be like that, but I doubt it. I think majority of them are going to be just very bigger than what we remembered, but still linear. But I would like at least 3 of those, because those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Those are always the best levels.
What about the possibility of like reworked versions of older levels? What do you think about that? Because they said that. I said you're going to see a lot of old levels just redone.
Yeah, because they're trying to, you know, story-wise, they're saying this is the alternate version of this planet and how it looks and whatnot. So that's a good excuse to show us how old levels new way, you know, other than how 2016 damn near 1-to-1.
Yeah,
and they actually get that, and then obviously since this has to do with a dimension, a lot of people, including myself, want to see something at the end of this game, man. One of those dimensions, and you see Jack and Daxter. Let's do it.
Yo, man, they're going to Sly World too.
No, it's got to be Insomniac game. So you're gonna see like the fucking Resistance. You know,
that's the world. Thing, though.
No, you're gonna see Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's gonna show up. Hey, Ratchet. You know.
Hey, Ratchet, how's it going?
Jeez. Has that BC Boys Intergalactic as a theme song for it as they try?
Oh.
Are you gonna see Miles Morales? He's like, Bambinado.
Hi, mommy.
Abuela.
Another thing the franchise does that I really liked, and they haven't really like done it heavily since A Crack in Time, are the armors, man.
Yes. That's
one that the company has been, Spider-Man and Miles Morales, they've had a lot of dope. You can tell they're very when they showed in the trailer all of those dope suits, man, I was hyped. All of those suits look fucking awesome.
I always love the armors that completely cover him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like they had
a lot of them.
Yeah.
It looks like they had a lot of them. Man, this whole game's just going to be hype. This is definitely like...
Yeah, it could be. You know, it's going to be pretty dope. So, by the way, I find this out. So, the game comes out a day separated from Intergrade. I'm like, bro, you're fucking crazy, man. You know? Oh, man. But this game takes more precedent than Intergrade. Intergrade, I'll wait. You know? I'm good. Because I played that shit already.
Yeah, I was going to say, you played it already. Yeah. I still haven't played 7 Remake.
Oh.
You know? And when I saw that they were making a PS5 version, oh, shit. Well, I mean... Good thing comes to those who, and I'll play that one for the first time, which will be good. You know, my first an updated, nice, clean version, along with for someone like me, 7 Remake, and I'm going with Ratchet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, for me, it's easy. I'm like, Ratchet. Ratchet's the new game there. By the way, Riku, how far did you get into your Final Fantasy challenge?
I stopped right after I finished. So the next thing I was going to play was Crisis Core.
Yeah.
I was going to play Crisis Core, and then I was going to play the 7 when I heard the PS5 version that back.
So, did you get to 10 yet?
No, that's what I was going to do. I was going to play Crisis Core, then I was going to play the 7 remake, and then I was going to play 10. Right, I wanted to finish all that 7 crap before I moved on.
10 is the one I want you to play, man. I've been waiting. Yeah, waiting. No,
10, right? 10 is my new, like, most hyped one to play in the franchise now.
Yeah, 10. And it's available. It's available on... what happened? Crisis Core?
Yo, man, Crisis Core is...
No, I was going to say Final Fantasy X is on that Vita, baby.
Hey, there you go, man. There you go.
And you get double the trophies.
Nice, cross, nice. Cross
trophies.
All right. Anything else you guys want to say about the Ratchet and Clanks? I think it's me and Rico that are hype ones, you know. What about you, Carl? You're hype, too? You're
Chris is hype, too.
Yeah, I've played all of them.
Yeah, Chris, get in here, man.
Except for Into the Next. I mean, I even have, like... what was the Quest for Booty?
I have PS3. That too. Yeah.
Like the downloadable ones. I played all of them. I'm excited. And when he showed that in one part of the state of play, they did show the armor selection. And I saw the armor from Going Commando.
Yes.
I think it was the cover art too. And I saw an armor from one of the other games. So I was like, oh, they're going to put all of them in there. So it's going to be Callback City.
I hope all of them in there, because my favorite one was from Up Your Arsenal. It was the last one, the Infernox armor. It had like like this red.
It was like dark gray, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No. The one you're thinking of is a Carbonox armor. That's the picture. That's the picture that the company has as their avatar right now.
Yeah, I love that armor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think from a stat standpoint, that was the. Ever since that one, they've kind of been going down. It's like I think that one reduced damage by like 90%, and then the game after that. The strongest suit reduced it by 80, and then the game after that was 70, and the game after that was 50. Like, damn, why are these suits getting weaker?
Because he lost his Carbonox suit somewhere.
Yeah, Carbonox is back, though. I doubt it's going to give us that level of... I think in order for us to even get that suit, you got to pre-order the game. They said you had to pre-order it to get the Carbonox.
Really?
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, that's like a guaranteed purchase for me.
Yeah,
it's a pass for me.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a big fan of that. Like, I played it. He's the
hopping those dimensions. You saw them dinosaurs.
Yeah, they got dinosaurs. I was about to say, got dinosaurs, bro.
Yeah, I don't need to kill them. They're harmless. You know, so
in the minigame, you're flying on a dinosaur, and one of them, right? Was flying on a dinosaur.
If you hang out with them, if you pet them, that's cool. You know, gotta be nice to the dinosaurs. But no, I played the last one, the one that they made the movie out of.
2016,
Yeah, and it was all right. It was cool, but it was platformer.
Yeah, you've never been into the Ratchet and Clank series. I mean, to be honest, I have never played any of them actually. I never bothered. It was just something I wasn't really interested in.
Did you play any of the Jacks? Or...
No, never played any of those either.
Interesting.
I'm in the same boat.
Chris played them.
I played all those too. I played them all.
I watched Chris or Tony play. I wasn't really that interested in them, though.
That's what I was thinking, though. I was like, there's still, because I know Jack Move. Shout out to Jack Move. He's another person that he played a lot, all of the slides, like Ratchet was playing. I was like, oh, this is actually a case with a lot of people who, like, they probably played a lot of they probably owned all the PlayStations, played a lot of the PlayStation games, and they either played Jack and Sly and not Ratchet, or they didn't play any of them. So I'm like,
interesting.
I wonder if the company has ever considered coming out with, like, you know what the Kingdom Hearts did, where they had like an all-in-one package collection? All of the games, all the way up to fucking 3. They honestly should, like, all of the games 2016.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That's interesting, because I've played all of those, bro. All the Slys, all the Jack and Daxters, all the Ratchet and Clanks, played them all, you know? Got to.
So it's like the ones that are hard to get your hands on right now, like, let's say you have a PlayStation, you can't play the original and you can't play Tools of Destruction because A Crack in Time
PS3 one?
Yeah, the first PS3 A Crack in Time, Into the Nexus, Full Frontal Assault, and Quest for Booty are all on PlayStation now. But Tools of Destruction isn't under, even though that's a PS3. And Trilogy Collection, you know, the Trilogy HD Collection that they released, and PS Vita, that's not on PS Now either. So I was like, what the hell? Why isn't this? Because, you know, the God of War collection is on there. And I think the Sly collection is on there too. So I was like, PS Now, it's just like, where? It's just,
yeah, that's weird. Honestly,
at this point, you might as well just throw them all in a collection.
By the way, fun fact, Ratchet and Clank Future, that was what the one of the first games I bought for PS3. When I got the PS3, I bought that and Uncharted and Assassin's Creed. Those were the first three games I bought for the PS3 when that I bought
it. Tools of Destruction was the game I wanted to get my PS3 for. So
yeah,
that game was the game that sold me on the PS3. I was like, I'm going to get Warhawk as well and that Dynasty Warriors 6.
Hey, there you go, man. Yeah, because you know, PS3 was expensive, but that was also the same year when GTA was coming out and Metal Gear. So I was like, and Final Fantasy, like, all right, this is it, let's do this. But I was like, well, games, I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, let me check out this Uncharted game and Assassin's Creed. I'm like, let's check that out. But Ratchet Clank, that's the first one I played. I'm like, I got this, the first shit I gotta play, you know. It blinks the time sweeper. What the fuck?
No, that's Xbox. That's
yeah, no, that GZDR just threw it in the comment. Like, what the fuck?
I think he knows because remember how many times I mentioned how much I love Blinks. And I was like, bro, if you want me to get an Xbox, if you want me to get on the Xbox, you need to bring back Blinks. I ain't moving.
And not that and not that whack ass second game.
And I honestly, I say at this point, I say at this point, just reboot the franchise. Do a like a Ratchet and Clank 2016 for Blinks, and just bring it out. Because Xbox guys are like, yeah, you may got Ratchet and Clank, but we got Lucky's Tale. I'm like, Lucky's Tale? Are you serious? First of all,
it was on PlayStation.
Yeah, first of all, Lucky's Tale started on
Tale, bro.
Yeah, like come on, Lucky's Tale is on everything. And second of all, Lucky's Tale, as far as I heard critically, that game is not all that. So stop. You know, you need your Blinks. All
right. Yeah. Like, stop it Cold right Blinks. Now. Get some help.
My franchise got nobody cares. Nobody cares.
All right, man. Let's move on here. I'm switching all the topics around tonight, man.
Oh, by the way, somebody asked me about Nintendo financials. I found them.
You want to do them? What do you want?
No, Sunday.
We'll do it on Sunday. Yeah. So I'm moving this next story up the queue because Chris, you're here. Because you've been talking about this for a while that he should have done this. our boy Bobby Kotick is taking a pay cut, 50% pay cut.
Oh,
so what are your thoughts on that?
Oh my God, like, dude. Why didn't you do this like a long time ago? Like, look, I don't want anybody to get it confused. I'm all about like people make your money, whatever. But at the same time, don't fuck over the people under you. Don't punch down. Don't screw over people to make your money. Right? That's what I'm all about. But make your money. Right? This guy always to get his to rebalance everything and to make the profit margins higher or to get his stock trigger so he could get his bonus, always has mass layoffs. It's like almost every year there's some kind of shedding in Activision or some studio gets shuttered or something so that their profitability goes up, the stock goes up, and then he hits his trigger and he gets his huge bonus. Plus, he has awarded himself multiple raises.
Yeah.
Right.
He gets happy. He's like, I did good this week. Another raise.
Right.
Yeah. You know. And it's like, but then in the meantime, then we're always talking about like, they at least 200 people from Activision this month got laid off, or you know, 1,000 people got laid off total in Activision total from multiple studios. It's always said. So he votes himself a 50% cut in his salary. His salary is like something obscene, right? Let me look at this article real fast because I'm pretty sure it's like well over $100 million. So I don't think he's hurting too much. Plus, this last bonus, he got over $200 million as a bonus.
Damn.
Plus, he has his stock options, which are tremendous. If he were to leave right now, if he were to get up and walk out of the room and just say, "Fuck it, I'm cashing out," he'd get so much. He would have an obscene amount of money. So really, he's not hurting. If this is to like bump up the company, it's like, dude, you could have done this a long time ago. Like other CEOs, I always mention like Bill Ford did this, like Iwata did this, whatever. They would take pay cuts beforehand just so they're like, hey, I don't want to lay anybody off. Or I remember Bill Ford famously said like in the 90s when Ford was hurting and he cut his salary down to a dollar. He's like, look, I have stock options. I have money. My kids aren't going to go hungry, whatever, but I don't want to lay anyone off for my bad decisions. Right.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing to say for a CEO. Iwata said the same thing. He kept cutting his salary in half every year on the downgrade of the Wii, he cut his salary in half and said, I don't want employees to hurt because we are not performing. He took responsibility. It's a huge thing. Bobby Kotick doesn't know anything about that. You know, nothing. So, I mean, all right. So what, so his salary is, it says here in the IGN article, his salary was $1.75 million. So it's cut down to a mere $875,000. Okay, so his salary was $1.75 million. I thought it was higher, but here's the thing: his bonuses are always obscene.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're bringing in $200 million, when you're bringing in almost 200 times your freaking annual salary is a bonus. You could literally take an $8 salary. He could be like, I'll cut my salary down to $8.75. Doesn't matter, his bonus and his options, he's still set, man. So shit, this is a pittance compared to what he makes. Like, it's not a pittance to us. Like, everybody is like, wow, I'll take that money. Of course, anyone taking a heartbeat, but to this guy, this is nothing. His parachute, his golden parachute, would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I guarantee if he got fired, if the whole board of Activision is like, you're out of here, he'd still get millions of dollars.
Oh yeah, it's just selling all that EA stock he probably holds.
he's got some Dogecoin there, Carlos.
Yeah.
Yo, man. I mean, what is it? A million plus to 800,000. I'm thinking like that. Like, he's taking a pay cut. Like, what are you gonna save? Like, two jobs, three jobs?
Yeah, that's exactly a good point. That's what I mean. Like, if he told the board, approve my bonus and don't even give it to me. Put it back into the, like, I don't know, reinvest it somehow, or do a stock buyout or buy back the stock. Let's reinvest in the company so that we can save jobs or push projects going into the next fiscal year. That would be huge if he did that. I mean, cutting his salary in half, that's nothing. I mean, he could cut it down to a dollar and it would still be, I'd be like, yeah, here's my little golf clap. I'm not even clapping one finger. I'm like taking my fucking the tips of my fingernails together for that one.
Yeah, pretty wild. But it's funny because you mentioned, like, hey, this guy should take a pick out. He did, but, you know, it's still nothing. Like, it doesn't do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, even in the article, look,
he's not slumming it.
Yeah,
$200 million bonus is going to be awarded to him in June.
Damn. For what? Like,
well, what? Because Activision's stock in his contract, if their stock hits a certain trigger, he gets a bonus.
Yeah.
The board has to approve it. I guarantee they're going to approve it. This is why this is like a platitude. It's like, oh, guys, so, you know, I know everybody's hurting here. I'll take a 50% pay cut. Well, good for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It just seems kind of weird.
And it's like he already fired all those people already.
Oh, those it's guys, like, yeah, they lost their jobs. Blizzard is a shell of itself.
That shit is wild, but there you go. Bobby Kotick takes a pay cut. All right, and the last story I want to have us talk about tonight is The Last of Us 3. Something interesting. So apparently they already have the script done. Not the script, but like a plot line, outline for the plot. Not working on it or anything, not working on the game, but they have that ready. And the reason I bring this up, I'm like, that's kind of funny because there's a lot of people out there still begging for the multiplayer for the second game, and they're already talking about the third, you know? Riku, what do you think about The Last of Us 3? Are you excited about that? Because you know it's coming eventually.
Hell of fuck no.
Excuse me?
I told my friend that in regards to The Last of Us and Uncharted, I could go with this in one. If it's not Last of Us Part 2 Factions, I don't fucking want it. Like, Naughty Dog, like, either make a new IP, work on that Savage Starlight, you know, because everybody wants you to do something sci-fi related, or go make Jack 4, goddammit. One of the two. Jack 4 or the new IP. I don't want, or Last of Us Part 2 Factions. I don't want to see Last. Save that shit for launch title of PlayStation 6. I don't want to see that shit hitting the... And they said, as far as I heard, they said... they have no plans for The Last of Us Part 3 now. They just have the script, right? Or some shit.
Yeah, they just have the outline for the script, yeah.
How about this? You guys sit on that script, you know? Do a couple revisions. Make sure that shit looking squeaky clean and ready for PlayStation 6, you know?
What if, you know, diverse dramatic high-roading isn't in fashion in 6 years?
Well, guess what? You remember what I said? Continuously revise that script, because if it's not the hip thing in the fucking generation is 6 years, right? Placed a fucking 2028, then I guess you guys do need to fucking revise that script. I mean, but like I said, they said they're working on The Last of Us 1 remake. So
yeah.
So whatever, you know. Apparently, if we're getting anything Last of Us related in the future, it's gonna be that. Unfortunately, not no damn part for looking very bleak right now.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't think that remake of the first game is even gonna have multiplayer. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something unpopular.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, go ahead.
You're gonna say something controversial?
I think it should just stay a show. It's better done as a long form kind of narrative. The interaction in Last of Us doesn't make a huge amount of difference.
Hey, it's the thing.
How is that controversial? I think we all agree on that.
No, he didn't say. Riku threw that on there.
No, I was just a joke. No,
everything said on threw it on is controversial.
I agree with you, Brett. But you know, Sony, like I said, that Ratchet and Clank 2016 game shouldn't have existed. Sony just was like, hey. Can you guys make a video game tie-in to this movie? And they're like, sure. And then they just slapped it together. So basically,
I'll be honest. I'm done with The Last of Us. In general, I'm done. Like, that whole Walking Dead shit, I'm done, man. I'm done. That's what the last game was. It was just an extended episode of The Walking Dead. I'm done with that shit. I'm good. You know? Done with it. Yeah. Done with it.
Naughty Dog, if you're the naughty gods that everyone says that you are,
is the naughty guys.
The naughty guys, and you guys should be skilled enough to throw out a new IP and it be a banger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, you work on a new IP, bro. I'm tired of The Last of Us, man.
Like, here's the thing, man. Like, you looking at PlayStation's studios right now, and lately, man, you could definitely say a case that Insomniac is
without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt,
a lot of people don't want to have that conversation.
I will.
I agree with that.
Let's have that conversation. Insomniac makes like diverse games.
They made diverse games. Like, okay, let's look at the catalog that Naughty Dog. You got Jak and Daxter, right? You got Uncharted. You got The Last of Us, right? And they made a samurai game before Jak and Daxter.
We're the warrior baby.
There you go. But then we had a fighting game.
Yeah, Insomniac, what have they made up to that point? So they made Spiral, right? Then they did Ratchet. Then they did...
You also forgot Crash.
Let them finish. Crash Bandicoot. That's right. Yeah.
Yes. So you got Spiral, Ratchet and Clank, Resistance, Sunset Overdrive. That one game that failed that I can't remember the name of.
Fuse.
Yeah. Well, no, the Xbox game is Sunset Overdrive. Fuse is that multi-platform game that nobody
can play. It was the first multi-plat they made in a while, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, Spider-Man. So what was that, 6 games?
Yeah.
And one of them was a stinker, Fuse?
You know.
Like, I would say at this juncture right now, especially with Spider-Man, Mountain, and Ratchet a few months. Like,
they're not messing around, bro.
Not, PlayStation's like, we just bought you motherfuckers, and we putting you motherfuckers to work. And they are working their asses off over there. Like, I'm interested, because if you look at the future for that company, like, what are they going to do after Ratchet into Rift Apart is out? You would assume after that is Spider-Man 2, correct?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
After that, what would you think that...
Who knows,
like,
man?
Overdrive.
You know, like... I think at that point they probably, I would say, like I said,
another new IP. Let's go.
Like I said, either come up with that Ratchet and Clank collection or maybe a new IP.
Yeah, new IP.
To be honest with you, in my opinion, because a lot of people are like, I don't think Naughty Dog can make another Jak. I would honestly put Insomniac on Jak. Give it to them.
That's a controversial statement.
They know what they're doing with platforming games with guns and gadgets. Give them Jak. Make him take over the Jak franchise. That's what I would make him do after Spider-Man 2 is out.
Yeah. Be interesting.
The redundancy between, and I love these games, but the redundancy between Uncharted and Last of Us is crazy. Like, they're all way well made. They're kind of
the same.
The same, just different stories.
Yeah. Yeah, like the mechanics are... They're the same, man. Let's be real.
Especially with Last of Us Part 2. Last of Us Part 2 definitely made the characters, like, gameplay-wise, feel more flexible than they did in the previous game. Yeah. So it brought it closer to the gameplay that in Uncharted is the characters are very like very flexible in regards to jumping.
They're nimble. Yeah.
Yeah.
More articulation.
Right. All right. So that's that. So let's get into games we've been playing lately. So Riku, get in here first, man. What have you been playing lately, sir?
I know what you've been playing.
Yeah.
Playing that Returnal, baby.
Uh-oh. You know,
man, but before we talk about it,
you know,
before I got my hands, I was getting super deep into some Nier Replicant, man. I'm fairly enjoying this game. It's the first one in the franchise that I'm playing, and I'm liking it a lot. I'm glad I Platinum. I'm loving the music. I like the characters so far. They're a very weird bunch they are. And I'm playing on hard mode. It's pretty challenging. I don't know how far. You're probably a bit farther than. Did you play the original one, the PS3 version?
No, I actually never bothered to do it because I was like, oh man, that game controls like shit. So I didn't bother with it. So I just literally watched as much shit about it as I could. So I know all the story. I know all the beats. Mm. Okay. But the one thing there obviously there's a bunch of new stuff that's in the game. But I'm not actually that far.
Mm, okay. Okay, so
I'm still a kid.
Okay. So I'm a couple hours in. Okay, they're saying that my friend was telling me that Platinum is looking mighty annoying. Some stuff in there.
Oh yeah, the way to do this, like, even with the original one, it's kind of an annoying Platinum because there's a farming mini game where you gotta make all these certain flowers. You have to catch a bunch of the fish, which are all in different things. Near Automata has a very similar thing, but the one catch between this game and the other game is that when you get through like the third playthrough or something like that, the trophy store opens. So you literally can use your in-game money. If you don't save, you just use your in-game money and just buy all the buy all the trophies and then reload your save and then buy the rest. So you can literally just take all the challenge out of the game if you wanted to.
I heard Yoko Taro, the reason he did it is because he said he's not a fan of trophies. And he was like, fuck this shit. If you guys want to unlock all these motherfuckers with your in-game currency, go ahead and do it. But I don't think that's in this game, but as far as I
know, it doesn't. So far they haven't said, but they kept all the trophies intact. And it's a little bit of a slog. Especially when you, I'm not gonna tell you what's going on.
It'll spoil it.
I mean, I'm just more interested to find out more about the store because if there's one thing I've been jack off this game in particular is the store. They're like, man, you get through ending A and then you really don't know shit, and then you get through ending B and then you still kind of don't know shit. You get through ending C and then shit starts blowing up. Okay.
Well, that's the thing about the game where it's like, so far it's sort of the first playthrough is like the straightforward playthrough. Hey, you're trying to get, your sister back and but then you get a little bit more insight into the bad guys in the second playthrough. So, you get to, cause you can't, now you realize you cannot understand anything that those creatures are saying. In the second playthrough, you understand what they're saying. So you're like, oh shit. That's what you're saying. So gross, additional man. Development.
Yeah,
and even on the third, here's the thing: like, isn't when on the subsequent playthroughs, you don't actually need to go through Kid Nier anymore. You get skipped over to Adult Nier, and you just begin from that point on.
Yeah, yeah, and I decided like one.
Automata is a good one.
So many. Would you say? How would you compare? Automata, because this one isn't a Platinum.
No, it's not. What they did is like, here's the thing: like they really, because they got one of the Platinum guys to sort of revamp the fighting in the game. Automata is still a Platinum game, so it's super easy to get into. Now this one takes a little bit more finessing to get it right, but it's a lot more. They did a lot of nice quality of life things, like now that your character runs, can run way faster than they used to. The dodging is also a lot more forgiving in it. The dodging and countering is a lot more forgiving in it, and they have a couple of additional things that they added to it, so it's a lot more fun than it was originally,
I would say.
And that was the biggest hurdle for the original game. The controls in the game are just atrocious.
Yeah. I would say, you know, as someone who hasn't, and just coming from a gameplay standpoint and being someone that has played prior to this, if you like games that are, you know, that have the gameplay of Platinum games, this, you would, I think you would find be right at home.
It feels like it's weird, in a weird sort of way. It feels like a little bit of an evolution to Platinum games, which is kind of funny. You know what I mean? Like, whereas, you know, the Near Replica doesn't have a lot of comboing and all that. It has combos, but you have the same sort of combos that you can do over and over again. They don't really have a lot of variation like in Automata, where you have a lot more different crazy moves that you can do.
I wouldn't.
And I think that's, so it just sort of feels like an evolution. The way they sort of made it feel like more like an evolution to Automata as opposed to just like a janky thing than Automata.
Yeah, because I've been thinking about getting it, but I'm kind of just worried that I'll just be disappointed because I love Automata.
It's a good one. I mean the thing about it, that was the big saving grace of the game, and that's always been the saving grace of Yoko Taro games, is actually the plots of the stories and the plots of his games that are the things that got people to come to it. It wasn't exactly the gameplay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have something controversial to say.
Uh-oh.
Yo, Carlos, no replicant till you finish your Demon Souls.
Oh! Yo, man.
Well, finish your vegetables, sir.
We got one world to go and one boss.
That's right. So
we'll do it this weekend if you got time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, so since we're talking, I'll go next because I haven't played anything. What do you guys think about, because I mentioned this and Tony and I have been playing, I mean, like, was it last year? Halo, would you guys be down? I don't know who.
Oh yeah, we had to play Halo 3, man.
To beat Halo 3, 4, and then and 5, and then get be ready for Infinite.
I would do it.
I beat Halo 3 on Legendary. The on release day, me and some buddies, we did that. We just played all the way through the night.
Nice.
We did a midnight launch. Got home, played it.
So is that
a
no? Or
I'd be down.
All right, do it. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Get through the Halo series before Infinite.
Well, we can't play Halo.
No. What are you talking about? Those fucking Xbox. You know,
joking.
Yeah, no. Remember
those. Fun of the Xbox.
Yeah, no. Remember the Sony guys. They hate me now. They think I'm an Xbox.
Oh, it's the Sony guys that hate you now.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It changes from week to week.
It really
man.
Does.
I have a question.
Matter of fact, hold on. There we go. Now we're good. Oh. Fucking great.
Why is it?
So, Tony.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Wrong one. What's up? Xbox.
Which fanboys call you fake neutral? Who, or is it one?
I personally have not been called a fake neutral.
Oh, okay. Because I saw you post it on Twitter, so I thought someone was like making fun
no,
of
no, because I'm obsessed with the term. Because this is what I thought a fake neutral was, right? Someone that, like, claims to have, or somebody that has all the consoles, but they have a preference for one, right? That's what I thought a fake neutral was. Apparently, a fake neutral is someone that, for example, buys a PlayStation to shit on the PlayStation. So okay. I've come to the conclusion that fake neutrals are, that's a straw man, that they don't exist. They're made up purely to have an enemy to fight. That's what I think a fake neutral actually is. Because, like, these guys, here's the thing with console war shit, they need an enemy, right? So they need to make some shit up. So that's what a fake neutral is. That's what I've come to conclude. Fake neutrals do not fucking exist. Fake neutrals are fake. That's the conclusion I've come to. They don't exist.
Because I actually do know some people that do that.
Really? Who? Name them.
Some of my crazy friends, bro.
Hold on, Rico, because I'm very fascinated by this, and I'm derailing the show, but I don't give a fuck. So you know, guys, that for example, will buy a console for the express purpose of shitting on the console, so they make the other one look better. You're telling me you know people like this?
Yeah, they will. If you say you don't, you're not a fan of PlayStation, that's when they pull out their PlayStation and be like, "Yeah, see, I got a PlayStation. You can't say I'm not a. But this thing sucks. You know, I haven't turned it on. It just collects dust here.
Yeah.
You know, they'll use it to just say that they have it, and that it sits there and collects dust, and they haven't worth having yet. They have it.
But you're telling me they specifically bought it. They spent $500 just so they could say that.
Yeah.
That's Eureka. Wild, bro. That's fucking it's wild.
Fucking, it's fucking insane. But you know what I think happened to you, Tony? I think it's the fact that the people that I know that exist, and you know, it's fucking wild that they do exist. When they see anyone out there that says anything that, you know, in their opinion is similar to these, you know, fucking unicorns out here, they wanna call you that too.
Yeah.
So obviously you aren't one of those people, and they're hard to find, but I know them.
That's why, because I was under the impression I don't know anybody like that. That makes no. Think about there's no logic behind that. That's stupid. You're spending $400-$500 on a console to shit on it for a console war. That's stupid.
There's people that just have to have the new consoles. They
no, but it's not. It's not that.
One hour and 21 minutes.
Gotta have it. Adam, gotta have some. Gotta no, have but Adam, no, no it's not that though. They're buying it, so I go, I hate Microsoft. I'm gonna buy an Xbox to shit on the Xbox.
Why you used to buy your bro jeans? It's the same shit. It's like people just buy it to brag that they have it.
No, no, but it's not bragging, though. They buy it to shit on it. It's not about bragging.
Yeah, it's not whales, you know. It's not like the techies that need the thing day one. Doesn't matter what it is, they need it day one.
See, Adam, what you're trying to do is you're trying to put logic to it. There is no logic to this. Understand? You're trying to make it logical. It's not. They're not buying this. I go, hey, I have an Xbox. No, they're buying it like, I bought an Xbox and it fucking sucks.
But then that means that they have to be doing all these little tweets or showing images why they're shitting on it all the time. They're spending more energy shitting on it.
Yes, that's the point. These guys spend more time on Twitter bitching about games than they actually do playing games. It's crazy.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, fuck you. Don't be subtweeting me.
Oh. Uh-oh. He was subtweeting Torrance, bro.
I sent him that tweet that Torrance, because Torrance is pissed off, man. I was like, yo, I know some people out here that call themselves the gaming connoisseurs, and they just go around, they just go and play a little game here, play a little game there, to give themselves a fancy little name, a little fancy little title, so that they don't have to finish fucking shit.
Oh, I'm a gaming connoisseur.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
When Torrance came in there, he goes, remember, I don't know if this was years ago, when he gave Gary this like long speech about, you know, extolling the virtues of being a gaming connoisseur. Oh, like, Gary, when you get to my level, when you become a true gaming connoisseur, you will see that the entire world opens up to you. You're no longer relegated to finishing games. You only sample what you want and you move on. That is the definition of a gaming connoisseur. Like, he just went on and on and on. And we're like, Torrance, shut the fuck up. It's because you can't be games, motherfucker.
Because that's the kind of the comparison analogy that I've been hearing a lot of people in the console wars say now, is that the PlayStation exclusives are like a nice exquisite freaking restaurant expensive meal that you pay for, and Xbox Game Pass is like an all-you-can-eat buffet, but the stuff isn't as good. And they're like, well, I mean, sometimes you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and there's a few things that are good, and you don't necessarily finish everything on your plate. You just kind of just eat a little bit of this, eat a little bit of that. But guess what? We have all of this shit to choose from. It's like a food-eating connoisseur, you know? It's like,
interesting.
You know? So now they're trying to use that same logic with, you know, this thing, the gaming. Play 15 minutes of that. Play 15 minutes of this. I got all of this stuff here. Who cares, right?
I call them nibblers, you know?
Nibblers.
Gaming nibblers. You know what I'm saying? Why? Or samplers, you know?
Samplers. You check their trophies. They got 1% and everything.
You know? My thing is like, listen, you do what you want. I don't give a fuck. I can't do that. That's not the way
I'm going to say, you do what you want. I don't give a fuck. But if we're trying to have a conversation about a specific game, your ass need to shut up, because you can't tell me anything about the game after chapter one, or even before chapter one.
Yeah,
because you still stuck in the tutorial, huh?
And you know me, I frown upon guys that just watch fucking streams and shit. Those guys have more credibility because they've at least seen the game. You know, let's just be real here.
Yeah, they'll be able to tell you about the story. They can't talk about gameplay.
They can't talk about gameplay. They can
tell you about the story at the very least, you know?
I've played 15 minutes. You know, like, come on, bro. Fucking nibblers.
Tell me about it. That's why I quit the industry.
That's why I can't do this. I've been watching Mass Effect again.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Anyway, we could talk about Returnal. Not fucking Returnal.
Returnal.
Yeah. So I finally beat that fucking boss. And it's funny because Biome 2. And it's funny because
so the one in the sky, right?
No, he's not in. Yeah, because you got to go all the way up. Yeah. So, and it's kind of funny because I was like, yo, what, like, am I trash? Like, what's going on? Come to find out, like, half the guys that reviewed this game, they couldn't get past them either. Like, it's
brutal. Oh, okay.
You know? so it wasn't just me. But here's the funny thing, though. So it took me 5 days to beat this motherfucker, right? And I got to the third boss in 2 hours. He killed me because I had, like, no health left. But because the thing is, and I didn't talk about this in my preview because I just based it off of what I played, but I had the review process fucked me up with this thing, right? Because the review process is rush through a game as fast as possible, right? So when I unlocked all the shortcuts to the boss, I just used all them all to get to the boss, whatever equipment I had on me, right? Then I was like, let me try a different tactic. Let me go through the entire first level, go through every single door. Right, get myself beefed up. Yo, I go to the final boss. This is because the RNG was actually good. Because this is on my third attempt. Because I did this two times and I had shitty equipment. Because that's just the way the game is. I got there the third time. My gun ate his fucking health. I killed him in like 10 minutes. I was like, whoa. And here's the funny thing. It was vindicating too because I went there with an astronaut. The astronauts bring you back to life. And I had a leech on me that also would bring you back to life. Never had to use him. I killed him like just regularly, you know. But that's also one of the problems of the game. Your skill matters only to an extent because it doesn't matter how skillful you are. If you roll through a bad run with bad shitty equipment, Jeff Grubb is getting shit about this. Like, oh, I feel like I wasted my time. Like, it is a waste of time. If you spent 2 hours going through this entire world and getting shitty, like, equipment.
Drops and whatnot.
That's it.
That was me earlier.
You know?
I was like, yesterday I had a very good run. I had a shit ton of stuff. And then the update came out and I was like, oh, well, I'm still kind of in Biome 1. Let me just go ahead and restart the cycle. And I said, let me just restart the cycle and, you know, throw in the 10 gig update. You know, that one, I assume that one is more stable than this one. I would hate to continue in this run and then the game crash because
it's pretty stable before that, though. Because I've been playing for a week before that, it was really this game, no bugs or nothing. It was crisp and clean, you know.
It had supposedly it had this thing whenever it was like a weird slowdown. Whenever you pull the pause menu and then pull it back, it would like sort of freeze for a little bit.
Right about that. But no, my friend Boogie, he said he said he was 60% of the way through the game. He was beasting it, and it crashed on him.
Oh shit! And then
my other friend, he was almost done with the game, and his power turned off. So I was just like, you know what? I don't want, since I'm still on Biome 1, like I said, and I need that update anyway. Let me just go on ahead, restart the cycle, get the 10 gig update, and then start again. And then every session that I've had after that update have all been shit runs. Like, I didn't get, I think my first session, I ran through the entire thing. I couldn't find one weapon to replace my pistol with.
Jesus.
And then my second one, I found a shotgun, and I think I went into one of those doors that just had waves of fucking enemies coming at me. And then my third run, I think I found a carbine at the very end, but I didn't have enough health to, like, you know. No more health was anywhere in the world. Died before I could even having shitty runs, you know. Yeah,
and that's all a waste of time. If you think about it, you wasted all those hours. So that's why people are like, oh, you got to get good. It's like, it's not about getting good, bro. It's like, it's really half of the game is about just getting fucking lucky, you know.
Yeah, and then the I definitely do think that this is harder than the alpha that I played.
Oh, because really?
Yeah, in the alpha, I think I only died twice, and I made it to Biome 3.
Wow.
Yeah, I only died twice, and then I was like, okay, I understand this game, and I breezed through. I think in Biome 2, I didn't die once in there. I went straight to Biome 3. Oh,
go ahead, Brett.
You carry over with you?
Some stuff. Transfers. Yeah, there's particularly, every time you beat a boss, whatever you get off the boss, you keep that all automatically. And one cool thing is, if you find a new weapon type, when you go back and die again, that weapon type will start appearing randomly in the world again, or, you know, to begin with. But other than that, like, for example, like, if you get, like, oh, you got your suit to, like, you know, 200%, like, health or whatever, you die right back to the beginning. All that shit's gone, you know? And you do unlock some shortcuts.
For a roguelike.
What happened?
So it seems like a small amount of carryover for a rogue.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Not a lot carries over. It's just with the equipment you get from bosses. And I think the teleportation thing, that you don't get that from a boss, but that carries over. But other than that, that's it. That's all you get. Like right now, I carry over a teleporter, and you can only use it at specific plates. Like a grapple hook.
Grappling hook.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the other things are consumable, like things that just disappear as soon as you reset.
Yeah. But again, yeah, if you do find a new gun type, that gun type will even appear in the first biome, you know, after that, which is cool, but, you know.
Looking forward to corpse dragging my way through this game.
But it's not about corpse dragging. There is no corpse dragging in this. You know, it is about just getting lucky.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, I have mixed feelings about that. Like, you can't just straight up like have like a small thing. So even if you're, you know, going on a run where you die, you're still grinding towards something greater.
You're not in this one, you know.
And there's also there is, the thing about it is that there is a set pattern to everything within the game. Like all the biomes do sort of repeat themselves. Like you can recognize what the biomes are, you know, like the sections are. It's like, oh wait, this is that room now. It's in here. Yeah, now.
But the problem is every time they are the worlds or the sections are the same, but the enemy placement and the items are always different. So you may get some shitty items or get some brutal enemies right off the jump. Roll. Yeah. So go ahead, Brad. Go first. Go ahead.
Also, the other thing, what was it? There was another thing about it that they had said. Oh yeah, there's also like, you know, it's in a way, it's a lot like a shoot 'em up or something like that, where there's set patterns to even the bosses.
Oh, the bosses are totally pattern based. Yeah, yeah, they are, but you know that doesn't really help you much if you come in there with a shitty little gun, you know, because the game wouldn't give you anything good, you know. So yeah, Brett, this game is not generous with the shit it gives you, man.
He's right about that, man.
Yeah. It is not. So that's why I'm like, it took me 20 fucking hours to beat that boss, you know, because I was trying to corpse drag my way to it. You can't do that in this game at all, you know.
And so do you just give up on a bad run?
Yeah.
And then just cycle through it as fast as possible?
And no, you can't. The thing is, you can't do it fast as possible because you're going to fucking lose. You have no choice but to go all through that shit again, you know, and hope you get better shit, you know. That's what I think. I would have gotten to that boss faster had I learned like Tony. Instead of just trying to just use all the shortcuts, just you have to go through the 2 hours or whatever to get to the final boss and hope you get good shit, you know? So, yeah. If this is a game that does not value your time. Tonight, I was like, hey, let me play a little bit before throw it. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to have enough time. 2 hours, I'm like, I'm not going to have enough time, you know? And even that probably would have ended in failure too, you know?
You're making the game, making it sound like you don't, you've changed your opinion on the game a little bit.
No, here's the thing. I haven't changed my opinion on the game at all. The review I wrote was objective, right? I'm like, if you like this type of game, you're going to love it. Me, I'm never playing a roguelike ever again. Like this shit, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this to myself again. This is ridiculous, you know? It doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, my thing is I don't like games that don't respect my time. I need to be working for something. I need to know when I finish a run or whatever, I have done something that made me better than I was before. This game isn't like that. You know, unless you beat a boss, then you're obviously better off. But just getting to that boss, you know, again, you may not get lucky, you know. But some people like that shit. That's fine, you know. Me personally, I don't want to deal with that shit. I respect my fucking time, you know. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Riku.
Yeah, Returnal is, man, it's a...
Yes, it is, you know.
It's stressful. I got
kids, only played... I don't need that shit.
No, you're good.
And you don't play Souls games, do you, Adam?
No.
Oh, yeah, definitely stay away from
Souls games are fucking easy compared to this, because at least you make progress, right? Oh, that boss is fucking up. Okay, just grind a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Grind, get stronger, right? And all that shit sticks with you, you know? You buy those upgrades, you're good. They stick with you forever.
Well, also, the only thing you lose in a Souls game is your currency.
Yep.
Yeah, and also in the Souls games, everybody's in the same place. So, you know, just like old Castlevania, you know, I didn't make it past the spike pit because this guy was standing here, so let me rethink my strategy before I leap over there and try to fight him, right? Yeah. Or I'll use a sub-weapon. Souls has the same philosophy. But with the roguelike, that's all out the window. If you randomize everything, you can't go, oh, if I head this way, I'll find this, this, and that, and this guy is standing there. No, that's all out the window.
Yeah. And I've said this on a show before. Anytime there's random elements in a game, I never do well. I need to have a fixed world, fixed things that I could survive, even if it's hard as fuck, like a Souls game. Like, yes, it's brutal, but I get the same thing every time, and I could prepare for it, right? This thing, ain't no preparing. Good fucking luck. That's pretty much it, you know? It's crazy, but I'm very curious to see what the general audience is going to think of this game, because there's a lot of guys out there that think this is the next Souls game, that think this is the next Last of Us, that think this is the next Uncharted. They think it's one of these type of games, right? You know, big AAA games. Like, no, this is an indie game in AAA clothing. Let's just be real here, you know? And I don't think they're ready for that brutal difficulty, man. I really don't think so, you know? You have professional motherfuckers out there. Obviously, there's some shitty journals out there. We have professional motherfuckers like me who've been playing games for 30 years, can't get past the second boss for 5 days, man. You know, so I want to see what regular dudes who don't have that kind of patience are going to think, you know. It's going to be very interesting, but
Yeah, I'm surprised by how high are.
Because it's a good game for what it does, though. You know, again, being objective, it's a very good game for what it does, you know. But it's not for everybody.
If there's one thing in the feedback that I add when it came to...
Interesting. You know, I don't use L2 in this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I realized, like, oh, every gun locks on. As long as you have the reticle clear close to the enemy, it locks on every single weapon. So I'm like, okay, why am I going to hold L2 to slow myself down when I can just shoot, you know? So I stopped using L2. You know, unless it's like to the altar and fire, I don't use it at all. I don't bother with it. It's no point. All the guns lock on, you know?
Oh, to shoot from the hip and whatnot.
Yeah. All the guns.
You'll see the bullets. Like, you see the bullets literally like arc thing is pointing at.
Yeah, so getting headshots.
Not all of the bullets.
All of the guns I use do. You know, like my carbine and shit, and my favorite, a hollow seeker, right to them, you know? Even the shitty little pistol goes right. They all home in, you know? So I'm like, why am I doing L2? It's just slowing me down, you know?
Understandable.
I'm very curious to see. I want to see how many of these dudes that have been really hyped for it beat it, you know? Because Cuphead is easier than this fucking game, you know? Because, again, Cuphead, you could prepare. Every run's the same, no matter what, you know? Yeah. All right, Adam. Rico, any other games you want to talk about?
I'll be juggling. When this game gets me fucking pissed off, I'm going to just go and play.
Yeah.
So I'll be juggling those two.
All right, Adam, what you got?
I'm playing Horizon Chase Turbo on the Switch. I love that racer. It's one of the best ones there besides Burnout Paradise.
Yo, love it. It's like Top Gear, right?
Yeah. It's got that with that Outrun feel, and it's just music, the artwork, the track design. It just keeps you coming back. I just love it. It's one of those when I'm not sure what to do and I got some free time, to not that much free time, boot it up, boom. Love it. And you played it, Chris?
Yeah, I played it on PS4. That's good. Yeah. I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. So good. And then on the PS5, playing Judgment.
Oh, shit. Judgment. Let's go.
World. Yeah, so it's cool. It's cool. I mean, it's beautiful. It looks great. But sort of remember, the last one looked good too. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like these games are always well made. The landscape, just the world building with all the lights in these Japanese towns, they all look beautiful. So I'm playing through it so far. No issues. Looks great. The load time is the one noticeable, but that's almost on every game that's on the PS5 because of SSD. So yeah, doing that, and that's it. Those are the two that I've been playing. And then I sort of booted up a BioShock 1 remaster on the Switch.
Sort of.
Just to see, because I sent you a text. It was on sale for like $4 or $5 or something like that. I was like, wow, this is really cheap. I was like, you know what, why not? I want to see how this game runs on the Switch. You know, and yeah, I usually play it in docked mode, and I played it. It's all right. I mean, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
All right. That's it. Manny, you could tell us more about Nier.
I mean, just been playing, you know, when I get the chance, I've been playing Nier. I've been sort of dealing with a alternate bullshit with Nier, though. So I actually pre-ordered the game. I think I might have talked about this on when I was playing the game live when it came out. So I pre-ordered the game, and Square Enix made an announcement on the 2nd or the 7th about every single version of the game coming with you know, downloadable content or, you know, additional pre-order bonuses, right? Yeah. So for PlayStation, you get, you know, icons, you get a dynamic theme, you get a, you know, a little bit of the soundtrack, you know, fun stuff. So, you know, I go and buy the, you know, I already had it pre-ordered, so I go to the thing, and then I got the game home, and I realized, oh, wait, where's the code? It's not on the receipt like usual GameStop stuff is on, or if it's not even in the game. So I've just been going through this whole bullshit process trying to find out what, you know, if I can get the damn thing, number one. Number two, like, what form was it supposed to come in? Was it supposed to be in the game? Was it supposed to be on the thing? It's just been a bunch of running around. Just trying to figure out, get the right information as to what it is. It's just like I waited on Square Enix's, what do they call it? Their customer service line for an hour.
Shit.
Just to find out that they're just saying, oh, I just call up your GameStop. I'm like, the guy at the GameStop doesn't know about this shit.
They've sold a few of those, right? At GameStop, they would know. You're not the only one.
The problem is, it's like, yeah, when I talked to the guy about it, when I noticed it, he's like, oh, yeah, I had no idea that there was a thing for it. And then, like, you know, I called up the GameStop, whatever they call it, the customer service line. They were horrible. They couldn't even pull up my information. And then the lady, like, I think she didn't even understand what I was talking about, because she started talking about some other bullshit that I wasn't even asking about. So I just said, you know, it's okay. I'm going to go now. she just seemed utterly inept.
What's that video game?
So finally, you know, finally I got the guys to, like, the managers to call up their customer service, well, not customers, their QA line, where they have a special line that they call. And finally that guy got through and said, told them the problem, that I didn't get the code on my receipt or inside of my game. And they're like, all right, we'll send you a new one via email. I'm still waiting for that email. So I have to go back again.
Jesus
and
be Christ. Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, all this for a fucking pre-order bonus, and nobody can give me any sort of fucking information about it, other than the fucking news blurb that Square Enix left on, saying about it. And then again, I'm not the only one that's having it. People who ordered it on Amazon have the same issue. GameStop, fucking Best Buy, everybody who's having some sort of issues with these fucking
crazy
codes. And those assholes at Square Enix are not even answering a goddamn thing. Like, hey, you know what? We're going to look into this or whatever. We understand there's a whole fucking Reddit thread about this shit.
So it's not just a GameStop issue. This is
it's an issue with either Square Enix or within GameStop. Somebody fucked up and nobody wants to address it. And it's like pulling teeth to just try to get to somebody who actually knows something and doesn't want to just get you off the line, or is just reading the fucking manual that they have sitting in front of them where they have those canned expressions that need to
be. Yeah.
Many remember I had an issue like this once before. Uh oh, here we go.
Hey, gather around.
Here we go. This is related. So I got WWE All Stars, right? And I went down on Steinway. If you remember on Steinway Street, there was two GameStops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But there was two of them. So I went to the first one and I said, yeah, I want to.
That's a tree from
me. Yeah, exactly. So this was on the left side of the street. So I go in there. I was like, yeah, I want to get this game. They're like, oh, we only have one. It's the display one, you know, the one that they have running.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I guess. I mean, I don't give a shit. They're like, don't worry. It's always in the case. We'll play. Whatever. I load the game onto the drive anyway. I don't care. Right? So he's like, all right, cool. But what always pissed me off is that they charge you full price. This shit's open.
Yeah.
It's used. It's technically used. But whatever. I took it. I went home. I even took off that day just so I can play this shit. I was like, this is it. What's I want it. It was WWE All-Stars.
Okay.
It was like real quick. He's like, whatever, right? So anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
So I get home, right? And the same type of thing with the codes. And there was like a download code to get some characters or whatever. So, you know, I open it up and then I enter the code. It says the code was used already. And I'm like, what the fuck? What did you do? So then I go back to the store and then I tell the managers, hey, remember I just came and was like, yeah. I was like, well, the code was used. Like, I don't know how that's possible. I'm like, well, it's open. He was like, yeah, but we put that in the case. I'm like, yeah, but still, it's open. So anybody could have just took a picture with their phone and then entered it in there. So, I mean, it's like, oh, no, we wouldn't do that. I'm like, well, somebody did it. Because I can't do this. Well, how do I know?
My code doesn't work.
Why am I going to try to? I just came back like fucking 20 minutes ago. I was like, there's no point for me to go through this shit. And he was like, oh, why are you making such a big deal about this? I'm like, what? Why am I making a big deal? This is what was included. This is content. It's part of the package. Bad enough I'm paying a full price for a game that's fucking been open for who knows how long. You know? And he's like, oh, well, hold on. Let me call. And he called the other store that was up the block and that they had it. And they're like, all right. Well, they said that they can generate a code. Right, so just go over there. I was like, yeah, you know, fuck you. I'm never coming back here. And sure enough, that's the one that went out of business.
Yeah, that was the asshole one.
Yeah, that was the asshole
so, one. So, I mean, so far, I mean, for me, the GameStop employees were actually pretty cool about it. It's just everything that they – having to go through their get through GameStop's customer service is utter monotony. And like, yeah, they literally told me, hey, yeah, call up the customer service line, which was a bunch of bullshit, and then call up fucking, you know, Screenix, who didn't even want to talk to me. You just said, all right, go away. And then I actually did the other way I found, the other way I did it. I also contacted customer service on, you know, the digital, like your chat customer service.
Yeah.
And here's the fucking weird thing. Like, you get like different, there's differing information for what, depending on what person you ask. So this guy says, oh, you know, on that, on the online thing, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I've done the check and there doesn't seem to be any sort of pre-order bonus for this or any sort of promotion. So I don't know what you're talking about. But yet, and all those guys at the GameStop store called up their QA line and they're like, oh, yeah, that thing. I could even hear the guy. He's like, oh, yeah, you mean the icons, the friggin', the dynamic theme and the thing. He's like, he didn't get any of those codes. And I'm like, and he's like, yes, none of it was in the packaging or on the receipt.
Wow.
That's the first thing you got to do, fucking GameStop. Yeah, we gave you all that motherfucking money. So now get to shit together and get some people who fucking know something over there. I'm pointing at you, GameStop.
Then, was it the Petco or something like that? One of the pet stores? No, Chewy. Chewy, didn't they buy GameStop recently? Like, that was the whole big thing. Chewy bought it.
Chewy
no,
bought
no.
it?
I think the CEO from Chewy or somebody went over to GameStop. I think.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, here we go.
And by the way, Adam, like Kristen and another guy I know who worked at GameStop.
Barry Burton.
Tell you, yeah, Barry Burton worked there. They could tell you that what that guy told you was bullshit. They take those display copies and take them home and play them. So one of them used it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised because when I did work this off for Cetra, did the same thing. But that was early on before there was anything about code. That's why I was like, all right, yeah, it's used or whatever. I get it. But I really wanted to play this fucking game. You know, and I just being lazy because if anything, I should have just walked up the block. I went to the other one. Once they said they had this one only for display, I could have just went to the other one. But no, I was like, it's no biggie.
Yo, I have the same story. When I went after Manny got, what was it? I was trying to get the MGS2 special edition. I went to the 34th Street GameStop, right?
Oh,
and they didn't give me anything. The book, the documents, nothing. They were like, oh, no, we don't have that. We don't have. I'm like, what are you talking about? I pre-ordered the special edition. This shit's supposed to come with the documents, supposed to come with the book. They didn't give me nothing. They didn't give me any of that. I was
Jimmy
so
that works in the back took that shit home. That's why.
Yeah, they took it home. Yeah,
he did.
Yo,
fuck Jimmy.
That's why I told you don't even bother with that 34th Street one. Go to the one on 71st Street.
I'll never,
they always took care of you.
Yeah. I never went back there. I never went
Is
back
that
there.
Still there? Because that was their flagship. Because it's 2-4.
No. Oh, wait, no, that one is. The
34th? 71st yeah, Street, there. Ironically,
that's gone.
Is gone. Yeah.
It's gone.
But the 34th
wait,
one is still there.
Oh, the 2-floor one is gone?
No.
34th Street is fine.
There.
Yeah, the one in Herald Square is still there, yeah.
Yeah. Because
the one on
the Manhattan Mall.
Yeah, there was two. There was one across, like, yeah, they closed the small one that was in the Manhattan Mall. But there was a point where you used to. I would never tell you to if anybody. I would never tell them anybody to go to that main 34th Street one. Go to the one in the Manhattan Mall because they were the ones that were always. They always seemed a bit better than the other ones. Where they're trying to get rid of you.
The only time I went to that 34th Street one, and it's because I guess they always wanted to make it look like it was full. It had a huge stock of like used games. It was always a shitload of used games. So if there was ever something used I was looking for, it was a good chance it was there. Because that whole downstairs floor, the whole wall, was just a massive wall, just fucking used games. So I always found it, but that was the only time I bought anything.
All right, Brett, what have you been playing lately?
I've just been playing Fallout 76.
Oh, back at it?
Oh, what's that patch? I heard it turns it into regular Fallout. Is that true?
that was a while ago, man. That was the Wastelanders patch where they added all the NPCs and everything like that. Whole new quest line. Mm-hmm. Makes it feel like a regular Fallout game. Morgan and I were just having this conversation about how it actually might feel more like a Fallout game than Fallout 4 did.
Wow.
But, they actually just introduced another new patch on top of that, the Locked and Loaded patch, which allows you to have, several camps, different special loadouts, just a bunch of quality of life stuff. So it's pretty dope, man, and I like how it keeps building on itself, and it just keeps giving you free shit.
Good
which
stuff.
Is nice. And they, they have a season that's basically this, it's like a board game. And by, completing certain events and doing certain things, it ups a very, a separate level meter that goes up. And whenever you level, you get to move forward a space on the game board.
Cool. All right. Is that it? That's been your main game?
I mean, I have Eternal. I mean, we need to fucking wrap this up so I can get to that.
Oh, you actually got it? I definitely want to hear your thoughts. Because I think if any game gets Brett angry, I think this may be it. I think this may be it.
Either that, or we'll have the opposite effect. It's like, dude, this game is amazing.
Yeah, right. Oh my god.
I probably Brett. Will rage.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Disco Madness or what something?
Disco Elysium.
Disco Elysium. That is. They said that was going to be the plus game for next month.
Oh, really?
That's the one you were talking about to get, right? That it's like a
It's
LA
it's
noir just, or something. Like
that. Yeah, it's kind of a noir game. It really doesn't have much combat in it, even other than like basic skill checks and everything. Yeah, it's about mystery.
I'll
solving.
Be able to play it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's next Tuesday.
Cool.
Fuck yeah.
Right, Chris.
Well, I finally stopped my quest to platinum Dark Souls 3 because it requires way too much multiplayer.
Uh-oh.
I literally was waiting for 10 matches as a Blade of the Dark Moon, and I got one. And I was I waited for hours, and I was I can't do this. I can't do this. This requires way too much waiting on people. So then I was what else could I try out? And I reinstalled God of War, so I'm going to platinum. And then I will wait patiently because I think every day I've fired up the Village demo, waiting for that clock to tick down. I'm like, fucking Resident Evil already. So, I know it comes out May 7th, and the funny thing is now they opened up the demo. I guess, Brett, they heard you. So they opened up the demo, so it's going to be available from May 1st to May 9th now. Before, it was only going to be available 24 hours. Yeah, from May 1st to May 2nd, a 24-hour window. And it's like, that's bullshit. So they opened it up the whole week. But the funny thing is the game comes out May 7th.
On Mother's Day. Mother Miranda!
Yeah, and it's Mother Miranda, which we haven't seen. So you give your mom Lady Dimitrescu card.
Yeah, Dimitrescu, by the way. That's how you say her name. I was like, oh, there's no ooh in there. Dimitrescu? No, just Dimitrescu.
Yeah, Dimitrescu, yeah.
Oh, by the way, funny thing about Resident Evil 8, right? I was talking to Jeffrey, my editor. I was like, yo, who's – I'm down to review the game. And he's like, Mike Williams is reviewing it for it. And literally my first thought was like, oh, shit, I got to just play this game for fun. That was my first thought because I'm not.
It's for fun.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to just play for fun. No shit, So I'm hyped, man. Like I said on Twitter, we got Returnal, we got Resident Evil 8, we got Ratchet and Clank, we got Final Fantasy. The new one. We got games coming. Finally, this is good.
Forgot one.
Throw Mass Effect in there. Yep. That was the one I was missing, right? People were kind of didn't because it's a remaster or whatever. Remaster, but
kind of Nier doesn't really count almost.
I count it because it's new enough.
Well, it's a new game.
Yes, you know what? Throw that in there too. So yeah, games are coming
out.
Game
though.
No, it's not a five game. Neither is Mass
Village.
Effect.
Neither is Resident
Neither,
Evil.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a PS4 version.
Yep. Yeah.
Neither is Horizon.
Oh.
I think the only other game I'm hyped for is Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the 1 and 2, but it's coming to Switch.
Yeah, here we go.
So, I love that game. I love it. Take that, put it on everything. I'm definitely on the Switch.
Put it on everything.
That's it. Put on everything.
Yeah. Chris, anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. I haven't had time to play anything else.
All right, good stuff. All right, let's start wrapping it up. Riku, do you want to plug anything?
Man, at RikuSun1 on Twitter. That's it, man.
Good stuff. Check out all the JRPG hot takes from Riku, All right. Any word on new Turtles game? Who knows, bro? who knows, Mighty Nerd, what's going on, man? Manny, you have anything?
Except the message, official email.
I'm so hyped for that. Give me that fucking game, man. Give me that game.
I was like, yeah, you guys interested? Of course, fucking interested.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Just checking. You know? I was like, all right. So, yeah, I'm glad it's coming, though. Good they stuff. Make it seem like it's coming at least in the summer. I don't know why I feel like the summertime.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Summertime.
Didn't Streets of Rage also 4 come out in like the summer or something?
It came out in April.
In April.
Yeah, around this time.
May. April, May. Yeah, around this time, yeah.
There's supposed to be an update for that.
Ooh.
It's that when you play as the other characters. Some of the villains you play as the cop, the female cop.
Yeah. The other one. Didn't that already come out?
I don't think so. Did it? I know it's coming.
Ooh, I can't wait. Manny, do you have anything to plug, sir?
I mean, the usual things. Excellence is real. You know, the Excellence is coming out. I'm also got a, just finished off a thing for DC, so that's coming up soon. It's Superman related.
Ooh.
Exclusive. So, yeah, you know, fun stuff. So, yeah, that should be, they should be talking about that pretty soon. And then I got a bunch of other things, you know, in the pipeline. So, stay tuned for that.
Adam.
Tomorrow, we'll have another episode of I Am Negan for Fear the Walking Dead. I think this is episode 10 or 11. 10 or 11. One of these fucking things. It came back, though. Season 6. It's good. So far, it's good. The last one's a little slow. But this, from what I've seen so far, because I was watching some of it before this show went on, it looks good. So, yeah, go check it out. I Am Negan over on Spotify, iTunes, Coalition, YouTube. It's everywhere. So we'll have that coverage, that discussion. Myself and Richard Bailey Jr.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
No, Carlos.
Yeah.
We keep telling him he's got to jump in. Everybody that he thinks he knows about is dead, so it don't matter. Just jump in. It's a whole new crew of people. So it's a fresh start.
They told me they don't need me. They're like, yeah, you.
You know, by the way, it's a perfect segue. So, yes.
I got a work set right after
this. Yo, I saw it before the show. Ooh, get ready,
man. I don't want you to end the show right now. So
yeah, let's do this shit. All right, people. We'll see you next time later. So check out our spoiler alert or that's what spoiler cast for Invincible Episode 8. Yo, it's going to be a good one. You guys are not ready, man. So it's going to be me, Richard, Carlos, Dana, and maybe Chris? Question mark.
I'll try to be on there.
Yeah,
I gotta watch the. I gotta finish the show. Yeah.
Yeah, but ooh, it's Carlos. Get ready, man. So I gotta end the show for Carlos because he needs to see Invincible. You know. Oh yeah. So anyway, make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join the Discord where Mop Hits is throwing some crazy rumors. The latest crazy rumor was that there's not going to be a Call of Duty this year. Like, bro, these I don't know where these rumors come from, man. Adam will riot.
Given, man. That is a damn given.
Maybe that's why Bobby Kotick
and Call of Duty every year.
Maybe that's why Bobby Kotick took a paycheck cut. He did no Call of Duty this year. Anyway, find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. It's two words, Throwdown Show, and visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. If you're watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero. Adam Vail.
Good weekend, people.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Riku-san one, the only one.
Peace out, people.
All right, people, see you on Sunday. Keep them questions coming. Later.